I'm now donning my interview jacket. Hello.
Hey.
Greetings from Dave's local mall. Thanks for joining us. Can you tell us about a little bit about yourself, Angela?
I am Angela. I am a food blogger sometimes. I am a dance move junkie sometimes. And most proudly in my spare time, I get to teach. Ryan Strait was my fearless leader for quite some time for that gig. And when I teach web design.
Wow, I don't think I knew that.
That was my dance move response. You went off script, buddy.
I know.
But I can say darn tootin' it is.
It's great. I like a good out of context darn tootin'.
I do what I can.
That's why we left in the script. So we're talking about how to leave some structured space where learners can contribute. They can not just become consumers of information, but also producers of information. How have you made room for learners online?
So I try to be as reflective as possible on my teaching and try to get away from things that I just think would be good ideas and sort of back up and say, well, you know, what can I do to open things up? What can I do to bring in new points of engagement? And I was sitting in an amazing session that Carly Bourne, and I so forget her colleague's name, but they were talking about gameful learning principles and how they built this awesome point system in a class that they were teaching. And it was a class on world religion. I think it might have even been on Buddhism. So it was all sort of ranked in different levels that related to Buddhism, and the highest point value was Nirvana, which was impossible to reach within the course, which was so fantastic. And I just left jazzed, and I said, you know, how can I do this in, you know, the next section of the class that I'm teaching? So Ryan Strait is a gameful learning expert, actually a game design expert, and all sorts of amazing things. And we had a chat, and I wanted to create a system within the class that would be driven by the elements of a game, but would still be true to the values and the principles that I carried into the class that I thought were really important. Like, I don't want anything to be punitive in the class, and I don't really believe in penalties for late work. And I want students to come in with their own goals and not really focus on, like, get through these outcomes as sort of a checklist. So I spent a lot of time talking to folks. We had a couple of Squad Goals Network salons to go through how I might do this, how I might deal with this cognitive dissonance that I had of promoting values and not creating competition in a class that, you know, would be antithetical to those. And ended up creating this really wild non-point space system of bonus actions that students could perform to create collaborative learning spaces. And then they could have power-ups that they could claim that would help them with all sorts of things, like, you know, turning in assignments late, and, like, spoiler alert, like, they could basically turn in things at the last day, still staying true to my values, but they didn't know that. You know, they had these other sort of rules for this game. But I struggled because, you know, I wanted those power-ups to be meaningful to them. They wouldn't be motivating to them, you know, to perform these sort of bonus actions unless they were built in and baked in. And the amazing Autumn Keynes, who I think she's actually up next, she's going to be one of the speakers next, said, why don't you ask them what they want? Why don't you ask the students what's meaningful to them? And I was shocked. I was mad at myself for not even getting there. It took me, you know, a while to even forgive myself for not thinking of that first. And it's something that stayed with me. And, you know, in the subsequent iterations of the class, and other people have taught the class that they've inherited from me too, it's been really compelling to see what the students have cared about in each individual section. And that they have agency and choice as to how they navigate through all of the work of the course, and can play it like a game where they rush to the end, or they can play it like a game, sort of like how I play video games, where I want to collect all the shinies. And we have students that do that too. But at the end of the day, they have the ultimate power to decide what motivates them and, you know, what gets them to the finish line, because regardless, they're gonna get there. I've built it such that everybody will win the game. But the way that they do it is all up to them.
I don't know if I've ever really made the connection between serious games and the Buddhist concept of all life being suffering, but I guess this, you definitely get what you give out of this call. Yeah. Yep. fantastic. I think it's a fantastic example. I've encountered similar things in sort of looking at points and accruing points and creating new opportunities for my students in my classes. And so I would like to endorse the model that you propose and just tell you that I'm shook. Can't you tell? I look shook.
Well,
thank you so much.
In the illustrious words of Noam Chomsky, later skater, bye.